In the land of India, there is a fable told of six blind men who were taken to an elephant and asked to describe what the animal looked like.
How can we know? We have never seen an elephant. Why? Because we are blind.
Perhaps, my friends, if we feel the elephant, we will be able to tell.
The first approached the elephant, and happening to fall against its broad side, exclaimed in surprise,
"Oh my goodness gracious me! From what I can tell, the elephant is like a what? It is like a wall. Broad and sturdy. Just like a wall."
The second came forward, and reaching out, grabbed hold of one of the sharp white tusks.
"What is this so very round and smooth and sharp? To me it is very clear the elephant is like a spear."
The third exclaimed, catching onto the swinging trunk.
"This is what I'm telling you. The elephant is like a snake, long and squirming all about. Oh, my goodness gracious."
The fourth and shortest reached out, wrapping his arms around one of the legs, exclaimed,
"Oh, what a wonder! It's so firm and round and tall. There's no doubt at all the elephant is like a tree."
The fifth felt the ear and laughed aloud.
"Even the blindest man cannot deny that the elephant is like a fan."
"No, no, no, no! You're all incorrect,"
the last announced as he tugged the elephant's tail.
"I perceive that the elephant is like a rope."
How can a rope be like a spear? You are wrong. My finger is cut to prove it."
"No, no, 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 no. I understand how he might have imagined it was a rope. But no, my friend, no, definitely no. It is more like a snake than a rope. This is what I'm telling you."
"What is this thing you're telling
me? This is what I'm telling
you. With only snakes and ropes."
"More like a snake than a rope."
"I'm telling you, it is broad and wide and sturdy."
"Let me tell you one
thing. It is a wall, I'm telling you."
"More like a snake."
"This is what I'm telling you."
"Listen, this is what I'm telling you.
It is a wall. This is what I'm telling you."
"It's a tree.
You're all incorrect.
I'm telling you, it's a tree."
"Let me tell you one thing.
That is true."
And so a great argument began as each strove to prove that they were correct.
"This is what I'm telling
you." At last, the elephant driver silenced them all.
My friends, please. You are all wrong and you are all right. The elephant is like all these things put together. A wall, a spear, a tree, a snake, a fan, and a rope. But he is not completely like all of these things by themselves. Wow. All these parts put together make up a complete elephant."
"Now I see."
"And now, my worthy friends, to complete this trial, I will take you all for a ride on top of my elephant."
So the moral of the story is, don't always claim you're right and the other person is wrong. Just because something looks a certain way to you, you may not have gotten the whole picture. Maybe he sees another side. So it is important to remember to always be tolerant of the opinions of others.